Aber Baba Cholle, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said like this, that Kimigasmu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yisra, the other body, Loi Pligi. Even if you want to put Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisra together, you should know that they're not arguing. Like, it could be both of them, or you do not say Tofas Lashon Rishon. So, it's not like you, Rabbi Dini, wanted to say, but that's not the pshat in Rabbi Meir, that he also Tofas Lashon Rishon. So, Moshe, first of all, what are you talking about? The Loi Pligi, you want to tell me Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisra don't argue, well, Mishlech Pligi, for sure they argue. That's the machlekes. If you say a rezu tumuras oila, tumuras shaman, is only tumuras oila chal, or is like both chal. So what do you mean to tell me, Rav Chana, that is number they don't argue? So Amalei meant to say like this, pligi v'may to pligi, true, of course they argue, but they only argue in what they argue about. But you should know, the loy pligi, they do not argue, v'may the loy pligi. And what they're not arguing, they do not argue. Meaning to say, that they do not argue in Tofas Lashon Rishon. That's not the Machlekes. Rabbi Meir also holds you do not say Tofas Lashon Rishon. The Machlekes is only in Svara, what did this person mean to say? And it's like this. Yoma Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yechonim of Rabbi Yechonon, that Akol Moedim, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef both agree. Like this. That Heichi di Yoma, if the person, the owner, said like this, Tochol Zu, first I want the Kedushas Oyla to be chal upon this animal, the Yachakach Tochol Zu, and then I want the Kedushas Shlomim to be chal upon this animal. So then both, even Rabbi Yosef agrees, Tivri Hakol Lechayla, that for sure the second one is not chal, that for sure only the first Tmuas Oyla is chal, this animal Chumim remains a Tmuas Oyla, and that's it. It does not remain anything to do with the Tmuas Shlomim, because since once the Oyla is chal, ain't Kedusha chal al Kedusha, you cannot have a second Kedusha upon the first one. What's going to be if he said like this? Let's say he said, Loi tochol zu, elim kein chol zu. I do not want Oyla to be chal, unless the Shlomim would be chal. So meaning he wants both. So divri hakol chayla, here even Rabbi Meir agrees, that really it has a Kedusha Shlomim of both, of an Oyla and a Shlomim, even though one animal can't be both. So then Malach is, like Rashi said, you have to wait till the pressure's in the fields, that'll become the Ba'amun, and then you could, with the money, you sell it with the money, you buy two animals, one in Oyla, one in Shlomim. So in this case also, there's no Machlekes. Ki Pligi, where do they argue though? Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes? Where Mei and Rabbi Yosi, Ki Yomo, the person says, Tumuras Oyla, Tumuras Shlomim. That's what a Machlekes is. He says, Tumuras Oyla, Tumuras Shlomim. It's like this. Rabbi Meir, Sav Rabbi Meir holds, Nida Heve Leila Meima, Tumuras Oyla Ushlamim, like the word Tumura is extra. He just should have said, this third animal should be the Tumura of an Oyla and a Shlamim. But instead he said, the Yomer, and he said, Tumuras Oyla, Tumuras Shlamim. Instead he said both, it should be a Tumura of an Oyla and a Tumura of a Shlamim. So Shmamin of Merit's a proof, the person needs to retract. So first he said he wanted it to be an Oyla, and now he's retracting, and he says, no, I don't want it to be an Oyla anymore, I want it to be a Shlomim, and that you can't do. So it's not the pshat like really talk with Lashon Rishon. As you may have said, the pshat, the kavanah of this person was, what he really meant to do was, first he wanted this to be a Korban Oyla, to have Dushas Oyla. And then later he changes in his mind, he wants it to be a Korban Shlomim. But that you can't do. Once it's chal, the Kedushas Oyla on it, you cannot put a Kedushas Shlomim on it anymore. So again, not because of Tofas Lashon Rishon, because that's what he meant first. That's the Svara of Rabbi Meir. Now, for Rabbi Yosi, what does he say? For Rabbi Yosi, Iyama Tumuras Oyla Ushlamin. If he would have said it should be a Tumuras Oyla Ushlamin, have it. I would have thought to say, what he meant to say was, Palga Tumuras Oyla, half of it should be a Tumuras Oyla, or Palgan, the other half of this animal, should be a Tumuras Shlomim. And that's not what he meant. So Hachi, therefore, he says like this, Tumuras Oyla, Tumuras Shlomim. I want this one animal to be both. Lamein, what I mean to say is, the Kula Oyla, this whole animal should have the Kedushas Oyla on it, the Kula Shlomim. And I want the whole animal also to have the Kedushas Shlomim on it, Heavy Amalei. That's what he meant to say. So the Kitzur, Abaya learns, like Rabbi Avachono, that it's not the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yossi whether you say Tokos Loshon Rishon or not, but rather the machlokes system, what is the intentions, what does this person mean to say? Did he mean to say one and then the next one, or did he mean to say both together? So he answered back, Omalei, so whoever says back, or Ravina says back, Omalei, who are Malei Pligi and Echanami? Rabba Chodesh says that they don't argue with Tokos Loshon Rishon. But V'yamor, Rav Dimi is saying yes, V'yamor Amina, I tell you, V'yamor Amina, Pligi, that is the Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yudah or Reb Yesi, whether you say Tokos Loshon Rishon or not. Now, Ma'uma said, V'tei Masam Seyova, Rav Oishia said, Efshe Yodain Chavroyim Bavloi, so the heads of the people in Bavl, so the Tamir Chom over there in Bavl know, will be the Locha, Kizayis Tanan, should the Gersa be Kizayis, or Kizayis U Kizayis Tanan? Well, should the Gersa be Kizayis U Kizayis? So the Shaila, what is the Gersa? In other words, that in the Mishnah says, if you hold, if you have a Machshava Tid, one Kizayis Chuslas Manoi, and then you have a Machshava Tid, a second Kizayis Chuslas Manoi, that the first Machshava is Chala remains Pigal. So what's the Gersa? Did he only say by Kizayis and Kizayis? Or Rashi says, there the Pshat is remains like two Machshavis. So there we say, talk of Loshon Rishon, he meant the first one, not the second one. The first one is called first. But maybe when you say Kizayis u Kizayis with the Vav, it's mamish like one Dibur. And there remains like Irul Machshavis, and maybe there will not be Pigul. That's the Shalom. Did Rav Yehuda say it slow even when the person says Kizayis u Kizayis? He may be only said if he said Kizayis and then Kizayis. That means that the Naik is Kizayis, and then he thought he's a different Kizayis. So then we say the first Machshav is Chal. But maybe when he says Kizayis u Kizayis, that's like having one big Machshav. So if he is Machshav, then you cannot say Pickle was Chal first. No, it wasn't Chal first. Like both Chal together, and maybe then it would not be Pickle. So was the Sharma, what's the Gersa in the Mishnah? That's not what he said anymore. The Tanan, like his ass says, like this. Kizayis, Tanan. Maybe the Gersa in the Mishnah should only be Kizayis to Kizayis. Ah, but Kizayis, if he says both Kizayis and Kizayis, then Divri Hakol. Everybody agrees, Erev Machshavas have a, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. That's first, it's Chala Machshavas, two Machshavas are together. So it's not Chal Pigol, or Duma, maybe Kizayis and Kizayis, Tanan. No, the Gersa is Kizayis and Kizayis. And even though you say the Vav Ukizayis, for Reb Yehuda Prot Eve, still according to Reb Yehuda, it remains like two separate Machshavas. First you have one Machshava, Tida Kizayis meet tomorrow, so that's the Machshavas Pigul, and it's Chal Pigul on the animal. Then you have another Machshava, Tida Kizayis Chusman Koymoi, so therefore once it's Chal already Pigul, it doesn't go away. That's what he said, yes, that will go Tida Kizayis Ukizayis Tanan, Reb Yehuda Prot Eve. Is so the Koshkin is for sure then, but with the same halacha, Kizayis, Kizayis. Tamar says, now that's the Shaila. How do you go to the Mishnah? Tamar says, Toshma, come up, bring your proof. Why, the boy, you mean a Levi and Rebbe? Levi asked the question from Rebbe, what's going to be in the case where the Yeramachshov of this? Chishav Lecho Kizayis, Lemocho Bachutz Mal. The join the Dalar Avoidus. Whether the Kayan, the Shas Kabbalah, the Shas Alok, he has in mind like this. He has in mind that he plans to eat a Kizayis of this meat of the Korbim tomorrow and to do it Bachut. He plans to have, like, to do this one Kizayis Tidit tomorrow and the wrong place. He doesn't plan Tidit inside his Kaddish Kadoshim. He doesn't put his Korbim Chattis. He doesn't plan Tidit inside the Azorah. He plans Tidit outside the Azorah tomorrow. So now what's the Lacham? Is this called like Erev Machshavas? And it will not be Chal Pigul, or maybe still according to Reb Yehuda, you go both to the first Machshava. That's what Levi asked from Rebbe. Omalei said back to him, Zu Shila, like if this a question, Rashi says it means Benichusa, like you asked a big question, and he answered, Erev Machshava Savei, like for sure this is called an Erev Machshava, even according to Reb Yehuda. So it will not be called Pigul, because since he said together, he thinks to eat this one Kizayis tomorrow, and Chuskam Kaimai, it's Erev Machshavas. Omer Lafon of Rabbi Shimon Berebi, So the Shimon Rebbe said back to him, "Why Mishnah Seinuhi? Isn't this a proof in the Mishnah?" The Rebbe said, "Well, the Ma'aseh Sakoch, the Amai Kolastele, the Gvakari praising him, have a proof in the Mishnah. Yiruv Machshavas Hevei. That what that's called Yiruv Machshavas. What's the proof? Because since it says in our Mishnah that Why Mishnah Seinuhi isn't a proof, but what you just said, what Levi answered back, that's Shita. It says in our Mishnah the cases were." He'd one kizayis tomorrow and one kizayis tachutz, but it's only yishal on two different kizayisim. Whereas kizayis tamocho, kizayis tachutz. Whereas kechatz kizayis tachutz, kechatz kizayis tamocho. Kechatz kizayis tamocho, kechatz kizayis tachutz. Possible v'ayim b'korot. That's what Mishnah says. In all these cases, they're called the Yiruv Machshavas, so it's possible v'ayim b'korot. But yiduch, here's the machlokes. But either Yiruv Machshavas Hevei, but in a case where it's one achila, where it's the Machshava on this one kezayis, that you have a Machshava both eat it tomorrow and eat it the wrong place, Pshit is called Yiruv Machshavas. That's not even a shayla. That Pshit, even if you would agree, it's not Chatigal. It's called Yiruv Machshavas. You not have both.
So the kid said, this is not Reb Shimon, like he asked back to his father, like how come you were Mekalas when Levi asked you this shayla? Like you praised him, he said it's a good shiloh. Yechur, why is it a good shiloh? Why is Levi shiloh good shiloh? Pshit is called Yiruv Machshavas. Should have a clear proof from our Mishnah. So Rebbe answered back and said, no. Amalei, who shall be Dove Chochma. He should know Levi asked me a very good shiloh. And it's not so simple the way you say it. And it's like this. Yarta Mata Mishnah. Say, no, if you're telling me it's such a simple thing, it says in the Mishnah, no, it's not such a simple thing. And I'll explain it to you like this. Libdi doch, true, according to you, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Tiasnicha Parti, that you learn both in our Mishnah, you learn the Shai, the result by Kezayis, Kezayis, and Kezayis, U Kezayis. Like even when you say Kezayis, U Kezayis, still Rabbi Yud argues and says, Tophas Lashon Rishon, Tophas Piglus Chaum, says, so Kashloch, you have this question, like since the Mishnah says these two cases, Mashma only these two cases, does Rabbi Yehuda say it's Chal Pigel first? Mashaken in our case here, where he has the Machshav on one Kezayis, heed it tomorrow, and Chutzlam Kremoy, Pshita, that's called Postos, not called Pigel. But that's only according to you, that you learned both in our Mishnah. But Libby Day, according to him, according to Levi, Tulay Yisnai Velechoda. Like when he learned this Mishnah from me, from Rabbi, he only heard one way. But soon said the Mother Shalom, which way did he hear? But he only heard the Machlekes of Yudah the Rabbanan in one case, either by Kezayis Kezayis, or by Kezayis U Kezayis. That's what Levi only learned it from me one way. Now, the Shamin and the Rabbanan, he heard when the Rabbanan and the Beis Midrash were learning the Kogarasi Tarti. They were learning in the Mishnah two cases, that in both cases, whether you say Kezayis Kezayis, or Kezayis U Kezayis, and again, the first Kezayis you had a mind to eat, Chutzlas Mana, the wrong time. And the second Kezayis you had a mind to eat, Chutzlam Kaimai. In these two cases, both these two cases of you behold, they're taught us lesson we shall like. And therefore, it's Chal Pigel first. So, that's the way Levi heard the Rabbanan learning, two cases of the Mishnah. Now, the Sovar, Levi thought like this. The Didavka, what I taught him only one case in the Mishnah, that's really the way it's supposed to be in the Mishnah. Only one case, only one of these two cases. The Didhu, Iros Machshavas Hevei. In other words, the Levi had a tzad to say, maybe the Rabbanan are making a mistake. Like, really, it's supposed to be the guy learned the Mishnah from Rebbe, but it's only one case that Rebbe Yehuda says, you taught us Lashon Rishon. But the way the Rabbanan were gross in the Beis HaMedrash, that even in the case of Kezayis or Kezayis, Levi had a tzad to say, maybe they're making a mistake. And really, that should be a case of Iruv Machshavas, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should not be Chal Pigel. That was Levi Shiloh. I do, like his other supper was maybe no. I do, maybe, didu dafka. That maybe the way the Rabbanan learned it is really true. That in both cases, whether the person says Kezayis, Kezayis, there's one Kezayis Alit Chutzlas Manoi, and then he says another Kezayis Alit Chutzlam Kaimoi, then in this case, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you go both to the first Machshavas Chal Pigel. And who are in the case of Kezayis U Kezayis? So really maybe the two Dafka, the way the Rabbanan are learning Pshat in the Mishnah, they are really right. Or the D, And that the way Rebbe taught me only one case is Shiur Shaili. Rebbe left over, didn't teach me the whole Mishnah, he only taught me one case of the Mishnah. So maybe now Levi has a suffix. That Umi Bishayali Libidi Hu Shayalu Libitunami. Like maybe Levi thought the same way Rebbe left over one case, he did not tell me the second case of Kezias or Kezias, but really the view argues there also, it could be he thought really Rebbe was supposed to teach me who had been if the whole Machshav was on one Kezias, and he had a Machshav to teach this Kezias tomorrow, and in the wrong place, maybe there also a view holds, you go. And therefore, the Tiboy, like Kezias or Kezias, therefore. So the Lord asked the question now. Like this lady learned the Mishnah only by Kezias. Kezias. So then the lady had a Shaila, rather the only asked Rebbe. The case of eating one Kezias tomorrow. Chusim Kolmei, let him ask the rest of the Shaila ready. What's going to be by Kezias or Kezias? Like if they only learned in the Mishnah Kezias, Kezias, maybe only over there of you who says, you go birth to the first Machshava. But why didn't he ask the Shaila, who is to be a Shaila, let it be by Kezias or Kezias? So the Lord says like this, Savar, Levi thought, he boy minei chodo to shemina tati. Like Levi was very smart. Levi did not want to bother Rebbe, so he said, let me ask him one shalom, and if only this one shalom, I'll hear two things. And it's like this, do you be mekavayas or kavayas? If I would only ask him, what would be the left according to Rebbe Yehuda? Any case where the king says, I want to eat one kavayas, and then eat kavayas, not a kavayas, says like this, Honey could be very good, Yomali, Klele, that Koshika and Kezias, Lemechav, Bachus. If you would answer me, the Lord Echnami, you have Yehuda would hold here, it's called Erev Machshavis. And if it's not Chatigin, then for sure I would know if the Kohen has a mind to eat tomorrow the wrong place, Pshita is called Erev Machshavis and not be Chatigin according to Abuda. But he said like this lady, Eli Yomali, let's say Yehuda would answer me back. In the case of Kezias and Kezias, let's go to the plot. You look at each one separately. And therefore, the Machshava Tiglathar first, they say, Akati, Kezias, Lamecha, the Chutz Kalevele. I would still have a Shalat Tesk Rebbe. That would be the left front of you there when you say Kezias, Lamecha, and the Chutz, which on one Kezias of Ruth you have in mind, to eat tomorrow, and Chutz Kalevele. Maybe that's called one Machshava, another called Tigal. So therefore, lay the earth this way. So let's listen. The answer is so, has to mom even I also. Partenach, it's only be good, the MLA Kezias Lamecha Bechutz Prata. If even Levi, Rebbe would have answered Levi, but even in this case of Kezias Lamecha Bechutz, it's called the Prata because of UDS. Still you go best to the first Machshava. It's hard to go, then true, then Koshchein Kezias or Kezias, then for sure I would understand the same Lech would apply by Kezias or Kezias. But, early MLA, Klolem, but if the answer would have been that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also called the Klal, that's called Erev Machshavos, if so, maybe only, because on one Machshava, one Kezias, if first heed it, and Chutzim Kremei, tomorrow and Chutzim Kremei. But I can't be still, I would have a Shaila, Kezias or Kezias Mibole. I would still have a circuit, Levi would still have a circuit, that would be the lech when you say Kezias or Kezias. But Levi would be Erev Machshavos or not. See, then when Levi has to shout like this, Kezias, the Machor, and Chutzim Kremei, it's also not such a good question, because the rest of that assessment will never be Kezias or Kezias. So now it still says, in Cain, Mir Sas Yesus, it depends now, that Levi said, I wouldn't be able to understand how did Levi answer me. In other words, Levi said, let me see, how does Levi get into me? And it's like this. Again, Levi, yes, Levi, that's going to be the Lechor, if you have a Machshava to the Kezias tomorrow, and the wrong place. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is it a Machshavas Pigli or not? So now, I will see how Rabbi answers me. If Rabbi answers me nicely, that you should now know here it's called Erev Machshavas, so then I would understand that it's only here that it's called Erev Machshavas. But in the case of Kezias to Kezias, the attack of Yehuda's, you go back to the first Machshava. Because if the left would have been, but even by Kezias to Kezias, or so if it's Erev Machshavas, and of course, Rabbi Yehuda also, you do not go best of the, you do not go best of the first Machshava of Tigal, but rather it remains only Psil. Of course, we see both Machshava together, and so then Rabbi should answer them back angry. Like, what are you asking me? What are you asking me the case?
of one desires either Yad Mashav or Peter tomorrow. Chutzim Kalmei, what kind of stuff? If you have a stuff over there that it should be, there should be Pigay Mei. Even in the case of Kizayas or Kizayas or Kikizayasim, even there of Yudhoes, if Yad Mashav or Shemat Chal Pigay. So the Rebbe would answer back to me angry. So if the lady thought, I would understand from the way the Rebbe is answering back, what would be the left of that Kizayas or Kizayas? So if the lady was very smart, here's the Shaila, they would be by Kizayas Lemocha Bachut, and I would understand how Rebbe answers me, what the lach would be by Kizayas or Kizayas. So if the lady used to do it in one big question. It's like this, Hashtag Kizayas